Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 14 June 2026, Romans.
All right, as we come to part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we're in verse 4, and the incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel. We've noted the first two, and we're in part number 3. Verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom belongs the adoption as adult sons, part 1 of this incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel, and the Shekinah glory, part 2 of this incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel. And that brought us to, and the covenants, the unconditional covenants that God has provided for the Jewish people in Israel. And that is where we are right now. We just started in definition and classification, and we had the first 7 subpoints under point 1, definition and classification. The covenants to Israel are God's gracious promises and his gracious provision for Israel as a new racial species called the Jew, as a client nation to God, and to the born-again Jews as the possessors of eternal life. The Jew had to believe in Jesus Christ in order to qualify to receive the blessings of these unconditional covenants. These unconditional covenants are called unconditional because they depend totally on God. Totally on God. They will be fulfilled. Now, the Jewish people and the nation has failed many times through history. But these unconditional covenants depend totally on God. Not those failures of the Jewish people and the Jews cannot cancel. Impossible to cancel these unconditional covenants. So the Jew had to believe in Jesus Christ in order to qualify to receive the blessings of the unconditional covenants. The Jew cannot enter their spiritual heritage until they first place their faith in Jesus Christ. All the covenants to Israel have an eternal life clause based on the fact that Israel has a future in both time and eternity. Simply being born a racial Jew is not enough to benefit from these covenants. But they must be born again. Regeneration. Spiritually dead persons cannot inherit eternal life or the benefit from these unconditional covenants. Those who benefit from these covenants must have eternal life as a result of faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. That brings us to 8. 8, the covenants to Israel cover two dispensations when Israel is a client nation to God, the Jewish age and the millennial kingdom. We're living in the church age, and the church age will end with the rapture, the resurrection of the royal family of God. That will begin the 7-year tribulation period on planet Earth. And at the end of that 7-year period, Jesus Christ will return at the second advent, establish his kingdom on earth, the millennial kingdom, and will reign on this earth for 1,000 years in perfect environment, in world peace. In fact, man won't even, there will be no Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard. Man will not even train for war. Jesus Christ will rule the entire planet Earth with perfect righteousness and perfect justice. And that is the fulfillment of these four unconditional covenants to Israel will be fulfilled at that time. So the covenants to Israel cover two dispensations when Israel is the client nation to God, the Jewish age and the millennial kingdom. 9, there are four unconditional covenants. The Abrahamic covenant, and a lot of Bible scholars have called it the Palestinian covenant, but I think it's much better to call it the real estate. We'll call it from now on the real estate covenant. So the Abrahamic covenant, the real estate covenant, the Davidic covenant, and the new covenant. 4 unconditional covenants. 10, all unconditional covenants have an eternal life clause. All unconditional covenants have an eternal life clause based on the fact that Israel has a future both in time and in eternity. Based on the fact that Israel has a future both in time and in eternity. And 11, so the covenants to Israel can be defined as the sovereign disposition of God, whereby he establishes a declarative compact with Israel, obligating himself in grace to bless Israel. These unconditional covenants will be fulfilled. It's guaranteed to be fulfilled by the grace and power of God. And it will bless Israel, and as they're fulfilled to Israel in the millennial kingdom, the whole world, all the people in the world will be blessed by association with the nation Israel. And Jesus Christ, the Shekinah glory, the Son of David, sitting on the throne of David and ruling planet Earth in the millennium. So let's take a look at these 4 unconditional covenants. So point 2, the first one, the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. One, this is a grace paragraph. Grace always depends upon who and what God is. Not who and what we are, but who and what God is. This is a grace paragraph in which God made a favorable disposition to Abraham and to his spiritual seed. His spiritual seed. See, Jesus Christ is declared to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Abraham believed in Jesus Christ. Isaac believed in Jesus Christ. Jacob believed in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is declared to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 2, Abraham's spiritual seed is patterned after Abraham's own salvation. In Genesis 15, verse 6, we have Abraham's salvation. Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was credited to his account for righteousness. At that moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God imputed his perfect righteousness to Abraham. He was born again, regenerated. Now he is trichotomous, body, soul, and spirit. And he has a personal relationship with the living and true God, Jesus Christ. So Abraham's salvation, Genesis 15, 6. Abraham believed in the Lord and it was credited to his account for righteousness. 3. The original presentation of Abraham's paragraph included both race and nation, found as a three-point principle. And that's in Genesis chapter 12. So let's turn over to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 12. Now you know, Abram, here his name starts out in Genesis 12, verse 1, Abram, instead of Abraham. He's a Gentile. Abram was a Gentile. He was born a Gentile from Ur of the Chaldees. And he did not become the first Jew until he was 99 years old. That's when he was circumcised and became the first racial Jew at the age of 99. But up till 99, he was a Gentile. So here we have Abram, who was a Gentile, Ur of the Chaldees. And the Lord, verse 1, had said to Abram, "Leave your country." He is in Chaldean area, Ur of the Chaldees, "leave your country and your people and your father's household and go to the land that I will show you." Verse 2, "I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing." Now, verse 3, here's a very important principle that applies to us in America today and actually the whole world. I, God, the living and true God, I will bless those who bless you, but whoever curses you, I will curse. That's anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is a terrible, terrible evil. It's a satanic evil. And we can, you as a Christian, can never, ever be anti-Semitic and hate any Jews or the nation Israel. Ever. When you do that, you come under this discipline from God. I will bless those who bless you, but whoever curses you, I, God, will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, Abram. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. 4. This Abrahamic covenant also had a real estate part of it. Part of the Abrahamic covenant included real estate. The real estate promise is given for the first time in the Abrahamic covenant. And turn over to, you're in Genesis, turn over to Genesis 13. Genesis chapter 13. Genesis 13, starting at verse 14. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring after you, your seed after you. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, now some of you would have trouble counting up to 12, but it isn't, you'll never make this. But I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you, Abram. Now, turn over to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. Starting at verse 18. Genesis 15, verse 18. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, the Abrahamic covenant, and said, to your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt, the Nile River, to the great river, the Euphrates River, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, that's all the way up to Turkey, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, Jebusites. Genesis 15, 18 to 21. So the real estate promise is given for the first time in the Abrahamic covenant. 5. This covenant was confirmed in sequence. It started out being given to Abraham, then it was reiterated to Isaac, given again to Jacob. So this covenant was confirmed in sequence to those to whom it would pertain. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we've seen to Abraham and to Isaac in contrast to his brother, Genesis 26. So turn over to Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Starting at verse 3. Stay in this land for a while. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. This is Isaac. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. So this is reconfirmed to Isaac. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed. So you've given to Abraham, then given to his son Isaac, and then third given to Isaac's son Jacob, to Jacob instead of his twin brother Esau, in Genesis 28. So look over at Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Starting in verse 13. Genesis 28:13. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. And then look over at Genesis chapter 35. Genesis 35. Genesis 35, verse 12. Genesis 35, verse 12. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I also give to you, Jacob, and I will give this land to your descendants after you. So here we go. This covenant was confirmed in sequence to those to whom it would pertain. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Now point six. The Abrahamic covenant was the basis for the divine deliverance of the Jews from slavery in Egypt and the establishment of a client nation. The Abrahamic covenant was the basis for the divine deliverance of the Jews from slavery in Egypt and the establishment of a client nation. Turn over to Exodus chapter 6. Exodus 6. Exodus chapter 6. Exodus 6, starting at verse 2. So the Abrahamic covenant was the basis for the divine deliverance of the Jews from slavery in Egypt and the establishment of the client nation. Verse 2, God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Here's the basis. Jesus Christ is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The basis is regeneration, faith alone in Christ alone. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as the God Almighty. But my name, the Lord, Jehovah, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, where they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving. And I have remembered my covenant, Abrahamic covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. And then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. So the Abrahamic covenant was the basis for the divine deliverance of the Jews from slavery to Egypt and the establishment of a client nation. Seven, the Jewish descent in the Abrahamic covenant is based on the miracle of the revival of the sexual ability of Abraham and Sarah. The Jewish descent in the Abrahamic covenant is based on the miracle. Now, I say a miracle. It's a miracle. Abraham was 100 years old. Now, first of all, I want you to know, I don't want to be 100 years old. I don't want to be 100. I know it's all in God's hand, but I don't want to be 100 years old. I'm totally satisfied with 77. I mean, that's great. But whatever he has in mind, he has a perfect plan. But he was 100 years old, and his wife, Sarah was 90. And that's when their reproductive organs were vitalized and they had a child. Now, I know I don't have to ask Debbie. She doesn't want to have a child at 90 years old. Neither one of us want to go that route. And I think neither one of us will be here. So there won't be any miracles between me and Deb. This is a miracle. The Jewish descent in the Abrahamic covenant is based on the miracle of the revival of the sexual ability of Abraham and Sarah. Now that's in Genesis chapter 17, 1-17, and Romans chapter 4, verses 16-21. But I want to go into that in a little more detail, and we don't have that time this morning. But come back next week, and you will see the miracle of Abraham at 100 and Sarah at 90, reproductive organs back working great, and have a child with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the privilege of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. And we ask, sir, that God the Holy Spirit might challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our own lives. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.